Iran says a top general was targeted. Lisa Brady, Fox News. State media in both Iran and Syria reporting an Israeli airstrike in Damascus, taking out a senior Quds Force commander and possibly destroying a section of the Iranian embassy.
This is one of the most significant developments of the conflict so far, and it will have repercussions across the Middle East.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv says the top general believed to have been targeted, Mohammad Azahedi, plays a key role in getting weapon shipments from Iran to Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon.
This is an individual who is a top brigadier general in the Iranian military echelon. He is responsible for supplying these Iran-backed Iraqi and Syrian Shia militias with the rockets and weaponry that they are using to target American forces in the Middle East, and the same weaponry that is being used by Iran-backed Hezbollah to target Israeli forces in the northern part of this country.
The Iranian ambassador is quoted as saying the response will be harsh. A reporter just asking White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre if the U.S. knew about a strike in advance.
So, look, I'm aware of the reports. Our team is looking into it, so I'm not going to get ahead of anything just yet.
The U.S. and Israeli officials have a previously scheduled virtual meeting today to discuss concerns about Israel's plans to send forces into the Gaza city of Rafah. Jean-Pierre just confirming President Biden will travel to Baltimore Friday to visit the collapsed Key Bridge and meet with state and local officials. One of the two suspects in the recent traffic stop killing of a New York City police officer is due in court just over an hour from now. Lindy Jones, already held without bail.
Lindy Jones is facing weapons charges. He's been arrested over a dozen times. Police say Jones illegally parked his car at a bus stop in Far Rockaway, Queens, when his passenger shot and killed Officer Diller.
Fox's Nate Foy, the accused shooter, Guy Rivera, faces murder charges and remains hospitalized. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A man accused of murdering his estranged wife and his new wife's two children is set to stand trial.
Jury selection begins this week for Chad Daybell. He's accused of killing his wife, Tammy, in 2019. He then married Lori Vallow weeks after Tammy's death. Now, Lori had two children, 7-year-old Joshua Vallow and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan. Their bodies were found on Chad's property in Rexburg, Idaho, in 2020. Lori was convicted of murdering her children. A friend of the couple's testified during her trial that the two claimed to know if someone was possessed and had turned into a zombie, and that the only solution was to kill that person. Lori's been extradited to Arizona, where she's pleaded not guilty to conspiring to kill her estranged husband and niece's ex-husband. Jury selection for Chad Daybell is expected to take several days. He is facing the death penalty.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Traffic deaths in the U.S. falling for a second straight year, an estimate just released, to under 41,000. But auto safety regulators say they're still above pre-pandemic levels. Even as the Biden administration taps the brakes on the transition to electric vehicles, the EPA is finalizing new climate rules for heavy-duty vehicles and facing pushback from industry groups.
The environmental groups like it a lot. Here's what the Sierra Club said. It's crucial that truck manufacturers get into the fast lane with zero-emission trucks to deliver the climate, health, and economic benefits we deserve. This rule will apply to semi-trucks, city buses, box trucks, and garbage trucks, starting with model year 2027 and getting progressively more strict through 2032. Practically, what it means is a lot more electric trucks and buses on the road by then.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble at the White House. Groups representing the bus and trucking industries call the new rule unachievable and unaffordable. The American Trucking Association says it'll set America's supply chain up for failure. Stocks remain lower. It's a sell-off for the Dow right now, down 264 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.